We'll take the offering this morning. Lord bless as you give your tithes and offerings. Just keep worshiping God. We was in St. Anne's Church right next to the Pool of Bethesda. The acoustics are very good in St. Anne's Church. They ring, as a matter of fact. Amen. It kind of came our time among all the groups that was in there. And we was singing some of our songs that us Pentecostals know. And wasn't too many of us that was singing. It didn't sound like mostly me. But there was a bunch of Filipinos there and a bunch from all parts of the world there. Amen. And all sitting in there enjoying the acoustics in St. Anne's Church. And I started singing, "It is no secret what God can do." And every nation that was represented there knew that song and joined in and sang it. Praise God. They made the rafters ring. Let's sing it again this morning. The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have alone for added strength, your courage to renew. Oh, do not be disheartened. I have good news for you. It is no secret. You know it, sing it. What God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret. Well, glory, what God can do. There is no night for in His light. You'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret. You believe He does miracles? Can do what He's done for us. What God can do. They're sending Brother Bob's dad home to die with cancer. They told him the treatment's not doing him any good. And so they're sending him home. I want Bob to come stand in for him this morning. We're going to anoint him for his dad, John Crane or Crank? Crane? John Crane, Fort Hamilton Hughes Hospital. Let's claim his daddy's healing and salvation. Is he saved, Bob? Saved. Good. Let's claim it. Amen. Sing it. It is no secret what God can do. Woo! Hallelujah. What you've done for others, you can do for Bob Crane. John Crane. Oh, you're going to be. You can deliver. You can be. step in the intervention of God. Hallelujah, Lord, as you take it home to heal and take it home to heaven, we'll accept it. We believe you because we want the will of God to be done. My God, victory to be lost. Perform thy wonders today. Oh, and then signs, wonders, and miracles in our Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost.
Voices rumbling like thunders. throughout eternity, vibrating stars in their orbits, shaking foundations. Woo! What's it gonna be like when we get over yonder? What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea? To join our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven needs to be. Join the throng upon the glassy sea. To join our loved and crown Christ forever. Hey! Oh, this is just what heaven means to be. What means to be. Say it! What will it be when we get upon the glassy sea? Oh, we'll meet our love and crown Christ forever. Ah, this is just what heaven means to me.
A place where there is no misunderstanding, and from all enmity and strife we're free. No unkind words to wound the heart are spoken. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder to join the throng upon the glass?
It'll be once and all. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, one ten crowd Christ forever. Ah, this is just what heaven means to me.
Praise God. Give him the glory. The glassy sea. He joined our loved ones and crowned Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. It's a country where no twilight shadows deepen. Unending day where night shall never be. A city where no storm cloud ever gathers. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
see. To join our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
The altar's open. Oh, Lily,
on the throne upon the glassy sea, we'll meet our love on that crown as forever. Ah, this is just what heaven means to me. It's a place where there's no misunderstanding, and from all enmity, strife will flee. A faint birds of blue, the heart is spoken. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. To see, to join our love and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
Hallelujah. What does it mean to you this morning? Does the coming of the Lord mean joy unspeakable, full of glory, to go bounding to meet Him in unspeakable bliss? A brotherhood that reaches so far you can't count them. A family so big that you can't imagine. And to think of it, you're at home forever in Beulah Land. Hallelujah, are you saved this morning? Are you washed in the blood? Amen. This can mean everything to you before this service is over. Being ready to go when Jesus comes can mean everything to you. Because just being ready makes all the difference in the world. If you're ready, you're happy. If you're ready, praise God, you're rejoicing. If you're ready, you're glad. Glory to God. If you're ready, you have joy unspeakable and full of glory. If you're ready, there's just one spot that's still dark in your life, and that's the loved ones that don't know God. Hey, if you're here this morning unsaved, you can brighten somebody's heart here this morning. Yeah, you can brighten Hamilton a little bit this morning. Hey, you can brighten your corner of the world. God said in the beginning, let there be light. He did that for anything else. He did that so he could see how to work. Amen. Let there be light. You do a better job when you see what you're doing. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes us preachers don't know. God's got to come down and the Spirit's got to move on the service. And a voice from heaven's got to say, let there be light. Suddenly people sitting in the dark in church, they realize that there's light. And because he said, let there be light, we see the way suddenly. And that it's the only way. And that there is no other way. but His way. And the light shining on it this morning and showing us we got to get up and we got to walk out. And one step at a time, we got to walk that path that the light of the Holy Ghost is illuminating for our feet this morning. Praise God. While we can see it, is a time to walk. While we can see it, is a time to do it. Amen. While we can see it, Jesus said, I must work while it's day. Amen. For the night cometh when no man can work. Amen. There's a night coming. I said there's a night coming. It's going to get darker. But the light shines this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk in it. Let's stand one more time. Somebody needs to walk out this morning. Praise God. And follow the light that leads to the cross. Praise Him. Hallelujah. What will it be when we get over you? First step to there starts this morning. First step to getting over yonder starts in the house of God. Jacob's ladder stretched all the way down to the earth. The first rung on that ladder from our standpoint starts right here at the house of God. So this is the house of God, and I didn't realize. Angels ascending and descending. Amen. Put your feet on it. Start climbing out of your doldrums. Start climbing out of your darkness. Start climbing out of your frustration. Start climbing out of your sorrow and grief. Start climbing out. The ladder stretches right down to where you are. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea? Meet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. Hallelujah. There's no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no what God can do. I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you. You've been so faithful. You've
You've been so true. You'll never fail me. Though I fail you, I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you. You've been so faithful. I'll tell you. You've been so true. Call on his name, he'll never fail. He'll never fail you. Though I fail you, I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. Sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. Oh, that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. This morning, raise your hand and your voice that God gave you. Freely you have received, now freely give. Give praise to him who gives you breath. Give praise to him who gave you his salvation. Give praise to God. Glorify his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Amen. Be much in prayer today. Believe in God for a harvest again tonight of souls and needs met in these altars. Praise God. Stand and praise God again. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done, what you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Master. Praise God.
Amen. Two or three praying is a great power. Saints of God bind together to lay hold on God has wrought great things. The church has wrought great things through prayer and the power thereof. Praise God. Well, let's pray one for another. Let's pray for the needs of our country, our leaders. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. There's things happening over there in our time that point us to the last days, last of the last time. Amen. They declared the folks behind the scenes that know the intent of things, and irregardless of the wrangling that's going on at the peace table, they have let the word out that there will be peace between Jerusalem and Syria this year. That is significant relative to the coming of the Lord. Amen. It has to be. Eventually that peace will grow stronger and stronger. Amen. Watch Syria, because that's where the Antichrist is coming from. He's going to be a Syrian Jew. Otherwise the Jews would not accept him or claim him or sign a lease or a treaty with him. You say, Brother Collins, that'll just never happen. I just don't see how that could ever happen if folks didn't see how that the Jews could have Palestine back either. Amen, but they got it back. They didn't see how they could win all them wars, but they did, because it's time. There'll be peace with Syria because it's time. When the time comes, it'll be peace because it's time. It's a relentless march of prophecy. Amen. One of those Arab countries will dominate the others in its dominance. That's why Iraq had to go down. Amen. Syria had to come to preeminence. She had to wax strong so quietly. She waxes strong today, quietly. Amen. She's in the news today. Amen. Well, while that's happening, Babylon is being rebuilt. Right now, Babylon is being rebuilt. Against the pleadings of the archaeologists. Amen. Saddam has already rebuilt several of the buildings of Babylon right on the original foundations. The archaeologists, the experts throughout the country, those that labor and know about antiquity, said, don't build on the original foundations. You will destroy the archaeological treasure of it. We want to dig in there and find out more, but he built right on the original foundations anyway. So already Babylon is becoming a museum to a part of the world. It's not open to us yet, but to a part of the world is people going in and they're seeing the temples now. Amen. They've got folders on it, brochures on it, booklets of information on it. Amen. And already it's becoming a tourist attraction again. Babylon is destined to be rebuilt. Syria is destined to come to preeminence. As these powers come to preeminence, an atomic threat becomes more and more evident in the Middle East. Amen. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. Because it figures in our destiny also. Before things get too far along over there, the church, the ready ones, amen. Perhaps not the church as you see it and know it today. Not everyone that claims to be a part of the church today is going. But those that are ready are going to be caught out. There's going to be an elected few that's going to be caught out. Amen. You see, they're the ones that's hindering. The prayers of the saints are the ones that's holding back the onslaught of the Antichrist. And he who now hindereth will hinder until he be taken out of the way. I know the old English says letteth, but I said it so you would understand it a little better. He who now letteth will let. He who now hindereth will hinder until he be taken out of the way. The church is leaving. Amen. They're going to be taken. Body of Christ. Amen. Is going to be taken out. And then God, that's both Jew and Gentile Christians, going to be taken out. The church, the body of Christ, is leaving. Those that's ready. Most, I venture this morning, will be left. Most that are a member in some sort of a way to the professed church today won't go. There'll be plenty left to carry the business on, to preach and take up the offerings in many churches. Amen. Hey, incidentally, by the way, the church that's doing the best today in the eyes of God will be the emptiest 10 minutes after the rapture takes place. Amen. Amen. That's why Israel and the Middle East has skyrocketed to preeminence in the last of the last days, because there's a whole lot of Christians in America, and because America is a Christian nation, or was, amen, probably still got more true Christians per capita than any other major continent anyhow. Amen. They're going to be the emptiest of good influence when the rapture takes place. Amen. Why is America, Britain, other countries not hardly mentioned in prophecy? You can't hardly prove one definite place where these great powers are mentioned in prophecy. Oh, Herbert W. Armstrong, Garner Ted can prove it to you, but it's a lie. Amen. Why have they not been mentioned in great last day prophecies? Because when the rapture takes place, these bastions of Christian influence are going to fade into oblivion. They will hardly be recognized or known. The spotlight will switch. The power center will switch. Amen. To Israel, Palestine, Syria. Amen. Those countries, there'll be 10 of them in that old Roman Empire. One will rise to preeminence with a great charismatic leader and will conquer 3, and the rest will give their power to them. That's according to prophecy. Amen. And that one man will make a league with Israel for 7 years. Amen. 7 years treaty. He'll break his treaty after 3.5 years and come into Jerusalem and set his own image up to be worshipped. And the one that Israel supposed might be the Christ, the Messiah, turned out to be the man of sin, the Antichrist. Amen. There's a remnant then that knew it and was shedding their blood, dying, because they chose to follow Christ rather than a man. Amen. The man of sin. Amen. And then the last 3.5 years will be the worst tribulation that this world has ever known. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because before that happens, amen, the true church will have run its course, finished its conquest presently as we know it on earth, and will shift their center of operations, praise God, to the throne of God, to the presence of Christ.